Message from the Chief Executive Officer. Welcome to a brand new year. Trust is at the heart of everything Guide Dogs does. From your confidence that your donations will be used wisely, to the trusted bond between a handler and their guide dog, Guide Dogs takes this responsibility seriously. In this edition of Paw Prints, I am proud to share a number of our special achievements with you. Achievements that would never have been possible without your support. I am delighted to announce a match made in heaven with Archer and Autism Assistance Dog, Alvin. Your generous support of our 2018 Christmas appeal made last Christmas, one Archer, his mother Haley, and his brother Harrison will never forget. Your support is the reason Guide Dogs can create these life-changing moments. I hope you enjoy reading Barbara's touching story of her journey with Guide Dogs. I know you will be just as thrilled as I was to hear she was recently matched with her third guide dog, Teddy, thanks to your overwhelming generosity. The beautiful thing about our amazing dogs is the variety of ways they can help someone in need. Whether they become guide dogs, autism assistance dogs, or therapy dogs, every dog will benefit someone in their own special way. In this edition, learn about the specialized training of one of our assistance dogs in training, Chevy. Chevy's training is being adapted to meet the specific needs of a client who uses a wheelchair. I hope you find this story as interesting as I did. What a year 2019 will be! With your support, Guide Dogs will continue providing the highest quality services for people living with vision impairment, blindness, other sensory impairment, and autism. I hope you enjoy this issue and once again, on behalf of hundreds of people across the South Australian and Northern Territory communities living with sensory disability, and their families, thank you, I am so grateful for your support. Aaron Chia, Chief Executive Officer, Guide Dogs SA/NT, The A-Team. Thanks to your support, 4-year-old Archer was matched with autism assistance dog, Alvin, just in time for Christmas. In the 2018 Christmas appeal, Guide Dogs asked for your support to match Archer with his very own autism assistance dog. You may recall Archer started having seizures when he was just 3 months old. After a number of visits to the Women's and Children's Hospital in Adelaide, Archer was diagnosed with epilepsy. Archer spent the next few years on heavy medication, and although his mother Haley knew Archer was developmentally delayed, she thought it was related to the medication. When Archer stopped his medication, his delay didn't improve. He was distant. He wasn't babbling and he couldn't say the word mum, no matter how much Haley encouraged him. Haley was heartbroken. After months of specialist appointments and tests, Archer was diagnosed with severe autism. Haley explains, "When I found out Archer had autism, I had mixed emotions. Initially, I had feelings of sadness and grief, but also some relief to understand why he wasn't speaking. Archer is nonverbal. He struggles to communicate what he wants, which leaves him feeling frustrated and confused. Archer has no sense of danger. If a door is left open, Archer will bolt, running across the road in front of cars and toward a nearby creek. As you can imagine, this terrifies Haley. Even a simple trip to the shops is a nightmare for Haley. If Archer becomes overwhelmed, he will bolt. To keep him safe, she has to pick him up and hold him. This is becoming extremely difficult for Haley. I'm physically exhausted. Shopping with Archer is really hard. I constantly have to hold him, otherwise he will run away. I often have to ask strangers to help me. He goes into a dead weight and I struggle to lift him," Haley explains. Haley needed help. Archer was in desperate need of an autism assistance dog. Just before Christmas, Archer was matched with autism assistance dog, Alvin. Can you imagine the joy Haley, Archer, and his brother Harrison felt being told they were getting a special dog of their own for Christmas? It was a Christmas they will never forget. Archer and Alvin are a perfect match. Nicknamed the A-Team by the Guide Dogs staff, they're doing exceptionally well together. Haley couldn't be happier. Alvin and Archer are so similar. They're both so relaxed, but also really cheeky. And they both love food. Life for Haley has become much easier. When they're out, she can relax knowing Archer is safely attached to Alvin's coat through a belt around his waist. Having Alvin to support us while we're out is amazing. I don't have to carry him anymore, and I feel so much more relaxed, Haley explains. Alvin has a calming effect over Archer. Haley is thrilled at the way Archer is responding to him. Alvin is so patient with Archer. It's beautiful to see. He is a safe space for him. Something for Archer to focus on and calm him. The whole family has bonded so well with Alvin. I honestly believe Alvin was meant to be with us. We all absolutely adore him. He has changed our household in such a positive way. The boys love having him around. Thank you for supporting our Christmas appeal. Your support really does change lives. I couldn't thank the guide dog staff enough and everyone who helped us be matched with this wonderful dog. I am just so grateful, Haley says. To learn more about our life-changing autism assistance dog program, visit guidedogs.org.au/autism-assistance-dogs. Specialized training programs. Meet wheelchair assistance dog in training, Chevy. The beautiful thing about our amazing dogs is the variety of ways they can help someone in need. Whether they become guide dogs, autism assistance dogs, or therapy dogs, every dog will benefit someone in their own special way. Our guide dog services programs can be adapted to fit the specific needs of people living with disability. See Litter Puppy in Training, Chevy, is currently going through specialized training to become an assistance dog for a client in a wheelchair. Each client is wonderfully different and unique. They require various levels of support. We adapt the training of our dogs to meet their specific needs. Principal Guide Dog Orientation and Mobility Instructor, Susan, explains. When Chevy was a small pup, he enjoyed picking up his toys and giving them to his puppy raiser, Natalie. He would also present his toys as gifts to new people who arrived at the house. When Susan saw Chevy's energy and drive when retrieving items, she immediately thought how perfect he would be for one of our clients who uses a wheelchair. Together with Guide Dog's puppy raising advisor, Kirsty, Susan has developed an intensive specialized training program for Chevy. Kirsty has been working from a wheelchair to teach Chevy how to retrieve wallets, keys, and other items, and drop them into a specific place in her lap. Chevy is learning to recognize items by name. When Kirsty says Chevy get the phone or Chevy get the keys, he knows exactly which item to pick up. Chevy is also learning to press his nose on buttons and light switches. He has to learn to target them precisely so he can turn lights on and off, cross at a crossing, use a lift, and many other things in the community. Chevy is doing very well so far. He is really enjoying the work, especially the retrieving. It's fun for him, Kirsty says. For more information on our guide dog services, visit our website guidedogs.org.au/guide-dog-services or email support@guidedogs.org.au. A special dog for Barbara. Thanks to your support, Barbara was matched with her perfect guide dog, Teddy. Barbara was 40 years of age when she went completely blind. Losing her vision so suddenly was devastating for Barbara. Her whole world was turned upside down and she was scared. I was in complete shock. I didn't want to leave the house. Guide dogs helped Barbara adjust to life without vision. She was trained to use a white cane, which enabled her to travel safely and be more independent. A few years after Barbara's diagnosis, she was matched with her first guide dog, Tex. Then a couple of years after Tex retired, she was matched with Inky. Barbara adored both Tex and Inky, and is forever grateful she was able to have two amazing guide dogs in her life. When Inky retired, Barbara lost her confidence. She had grown accustomed to the independence and safety she had developed thanks to Tex and Inky. When my beautiful Inky retired, I felt legless. I had to be retrained with my white cane, and I had a few counseling sessions to help me adjust. I was lost without Inky. It was almost like going blind all over again, Barbara recalls. Last year, Guide Dogs asked for your support to help match Barbara with another guide dog. Your response to our appeal was incredible. Thanks to your support, guide dogs was able to match Barbara with guide dog, Teddy. Barbara and Teddy are doing very well together. They have formed a tight bond and take care of each other. I just love having Teddy at home. He has helped me build my confidence to get out and about again. We have been busy learning our new routes together. Teddy has picked them up so quickly. I can trust him to find home. He's a very clever boy. Barbara is spoiling Teddy rotten. One of our favorite things to do is to go for a walk to the pet store so Teddy can pick out a new toy. He has quite the collection. We're also enjoying going to the dog park together. Teddy loves it. He races around and stretches his legs. We both love socializing with the other dogs and owners. With Teddy, Barbara is excited to get back into volunteering for guide dogs. Inky and I used to love talking to the community about guide dogs. I got to meet so many wonderful people. I think Teddy will really enjoy it. Guide dog mobility instructor, Mike, has been there every step of the way with Barbara and Teddy, and is helping them adjust to life with each other. Barbara and Teddy are a wonderful match. I'm thrilled to see them work together so beautifully, and Barbara's confidence is increasing by the day. I couldn't be more proud of this team, Mike says. You may recall in our letter, Guide Dogs also asked you to write a message of support to Barbara. Your response was wonderful. She received hundreds of thoughtful and encouraging messages. Barbara was overwhelmed with emotion. I want to sincerely thank everyone for their messages of support. My friend Sue read them all to me and we both had tears in our eyes. It meant so much to me to hear your messages. I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much. To support our life-changing guide dog program, call 08-8115-6060 or visit our website guidedogs.org.au/donate. Meet the G litter. Introducing the gorgeous G and I litter, Gizmo, Jem, Gilbert, Imani, and Iris. Gizmo, Jem, and Gilbert were born at the Guide Dogs Puppy Development Center at Morphett Street, Adelaide. Imani and Iris are all the way from Guide Dogs Queensland. As a part of the strong national relationship, Guide Dogs is sharing resources to best provide services to our local communities. Gizmo, Jem, Gilbert, Imani, and Iris are five adorable puppies that make up the G and I litter. All with big personalities and an eagerness to learn, these pups are busy training to become guide dogs, autism assistance dogs, or therapy dogs. To sponsor the G and I litter and help them on their journey, visit our website guidedogs.org.au/puppy-sponsorship or phone 08-8115-6060. Date of birth, July 31, 2018. Place of birth, Adelaide. Breed, Labrador. Mum, Willow. Dad, Quinn. Gender, 2 boys and 1 girl. Gizmo. My name is Gizmo. If I had to sum myself up in one word, it would be energetic. I am always on the go, ready to tackle the day ahead. I am cheeky and love to push the boundaries. I am also a bit of a daydreamer, you will find me napping on my back in my off time. Jem. Hi, I am Jem. I am the Jem of the litter, the only girl. I love cuddles, especially with my teddy bear. I am a pocket rocket and I love meeting new people. Gilbert. My name is Gilbert. I like to think I am the leader of the pack, because I am the biggest of my siblings. I am the life of the party. I am a bit of a water baby. If I am not at the beach, I am in my pool. Date of birth, October 4, 2018. Place of birth, Queensland. Breed, Labrador. Mum, Sarah. Dad, Dylan 2. Gender, 2 girls. Iris. Hi, my name is Iris. I am a bundle of energy. I love to play, Miss Independent, happy to play with my favorite toy or toys. I have too many to choose from. Imani. Hi, my name is Imani. I like to think I am the mature sister. I love to listen to my handlers and learn new things. I am so excited to be in South Australia. Poor Gust is a phenomenal success. A huge thanks to all who participated and pounded the pavement with their furry friend. In 2018, Poor Gust challenged people to walk their dog 30 minutes a day for 30 days during the month of August, and raise vital funds for guide dogs in training. As a first-year event, our team was overwhelmed by your incredible support. Over 5,000 people and their pups registered to put their paws to the pavement and support guide dogs across Australia. Your support raised a phenomenal $596,151. This will cover the cost of 11 puppies in training on their journey to change the lives of people living with vision impairment. It was so rewarding and fun to be part of Poor Gust. Kathy, Poor Gust participant. For more information or to pre-register for Poor Gust 2019, visit poorgust.com.au, or email poorgust@guidedogs.org.au. A fun way to support guide dogs. Host a fundraising event before the end of May and win. As a loyal supporter, guide dogs know how passionate you are about the vital work we do for people living with sensory disability in the community. Another fun way to show your support is to host your own fundraising event. Holding a fundraising event is one of the most rewarding ways to support guide dogs, and if you do so before the end of May, you will go in the draw to win some amazing prizes. What to do? Choose an idea. There are so many fundraising ideas to choose from, simply pick one from our list on the website, or come up with your own Poorsome event. Receive your free fundraising kit. When you register, you'll get your very own online giving page, plus a free fundraising kit packed with everything you need. Our team of fundraising experts will also be there every step of the way to help with all of your fundraiser needs. Go in the draw to win. If you host your event before the end of May, you will go in the draw to win some amazing prizes, including a doggy hamper for your pooch, and a meet and greet with one of our guide dogs in training. Make a difference. Guide Dogs relies heavily on the generosity of supporters like you, to continue changing the lives of people living with sensory disability. Hosting your own fundraising event is another great way to support these vital services. Visit fundraise.guidedogs.org.au to register your event and start fundraising. If you have any questions about fundraising for guide dogs, please call the team on 08-8203-8302, or email fundraising@guidedogs.org.au. Check out fundraise.guidedogs.org.au/prizes to see the prize details and terms and conditions. What is your support line? Have a question for guide dogs? Or know anyone who would benefit from our services? Phone the guide dogs support line. The support line is a free service, specifically created to assist people seeking information regarding vision, hearing, or other sensory impairment. Support line staff provide information in a referral service connecting clients to guide dogs vision, hearing, and allied health services as well as guide dog and autism assistance dog services. With the advent of the NDIS and My Aged Care, as the new ways of accessing subsidized services or support for people with a disability, the support line also offers informed advice and support to help people register or investigate these options. For more information, phone the support line on 1-800-757-738, or if you would like to send an online inquiry, visit guidedogs.org.au/online_inquiry_forms, or email support@guidedogs.org.au. The line is staffed 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. What's on at Guide Dogs? Join the Paws Parade. International Guide Dog Day 2019. Guide Dogs SA/NT will celebrate International Guide Dog Day on Wednesday, April 24 with our annual Paws Parade to honor the life-changing work of guide dogs, autism assistance dogs, and therapy dogs. The parade departs at 9:30 a.m., from our office at 251 Morphett Street, Adelaide, and continues along Morphett, Franklin and King William Streets, to Government House. We'd love to see lots of supporters alongside the parade route cheering on our amazing dogs. Bose Daycare now open. Have a busy day and don't want to leave your precious pet by themselves? Drop them off at Bose Pet Hotel Daycare. Spoil your pet with a range of packages that can be purchased for half, full, or extended day programs. You will be able to get on with your day knowing your pet is having a ball, and is in the safest of hands with Bo's trusted and professional staff. Phone 08-8115-6080, or visit bose.org.au/daycare inquiry for more information. National Volunteer Week, May 20th to 26th. From 20 to 26 May 2019, we'll be celebrating National Volunteer Week and the incredible contribution that our volunteers make to Guide Dogs SA/NT. From fundraising to puppy raising, our volunteers provide essential support for each service and program we deliver. To learn more about volunteering with Guide Dogs SA/NT, call 08-8115-6050 or visit guidedogs.org.au/volunteer. Poor Gust is back. Raise vital funds for guide dogs by walking 30 minutes a day for 30 days with your dog.